Seclusion rooms are small rooms used to isolate students, and restraints are when a student is held down in some way. They're supposed to be reserved for students who pose a physical threat. But an investigation by State Impact Ohio and the Columbus Dispatch last year found that they are often used to punish students who misbehave. Ohio Department of Education spokesman John Charlton says the new policy tries to standardize the use of restrictive measures.
Well, it certainly gives some structure and some guidelines on how they can use seclusion rooms and use restraint within their school district. I think in the past there's been a lack of guidance provided.
The policy says schools should notify parents if their child is secluded or restrained, and schools should note the event in a child's file. The Department of Education can then request that data, but it won't be public data. And charter schools are exempt from the entire policy. The policy is non-binding, though the board will consider a set of regulations in the spring that schools would have to follow. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskovsky.